Hello and welcome to the Mulberry Creek Hour. I am Vicky Morgan. I'm joined by my co-host and producer, Josh Morgan, who is playing the introduction. That's a little riff that he composed himself for our band, Mulberry Creek. Say hey, Josh.
Hello.
So you're listening to the Mulberry Creek Hour. We are broadcasting, we are recording here in our NPR studio in St. John's, Newfoundland. And we are broadcasting across Canada and the U.S., and also our podcast is available online pretty much everywhere. We're on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. What are the other big... Oh, we're on... Our host is Blueberry. I don't know if that matters. But you can get them on all your favorite podcast sites, and you can subscribe. You can tell your friends about us. That would be a really big help.
So we're all over the place.
We're everywhere. It's growing. So just before we get started, I do want to shout out a couple of people to a few of our friends across both of our countries, really. We want to say hey to Topsom, Maine, and Mama Beth Rebels.
Hello.
Corvallis, Oregon, Stephen and Kelly, and the boys, St. Stephen, New Brunswick, St. Andrews, New Brunswick, and also WMPG in Portland, and of course, CHMR in St. John's.
Right here on the campus of Memorial University.
Which is where we normally record our shows, but we are not allowed on campus for a little while.
We're at home in our basement at what we call the NPR studios.
That's a whole other story.
This is our basement, though, and it's lovely and warm and cozy, and our kids are upstairs playing, and this is it. This is the life, right?
You do what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
Times are tough. You got to be flexible.
We're adapting.
Adapting, yes.
We're evolving. In our pajamas, and yes. It's like 2 a.m. Our kids aren't awake at 2 a.m.
Of course not.
Oh,
they
boy.
Totally are. So we also homeschool, and our life has not... I don't want to say the words, because I know you are probably tired of hearing the words that are on everybody's Facebook page and Twitter. So
every post.
During these events, our life has changed what?
Not very much.
Well, we work from home. We have a company. We have a production company. And we homeschool. So our lives, except for the shopping trips, grocery shopping trips, have not been as crowded.
Yeah, which is nice.
Haven't used as much gas because nobody wants us to visit, which is weird.
Gas went super cheap and then we don't use it because we're not going anywhere.
You almost want to stockpile the gas, but there's nowhere to put it. Maybe we should start buying those little red cans and stockpiling out in the back of the air. I can't imagine any problems arising.
Milk cartons. Milk cartons full of gasoline.
Gross. Yeah, what could go wrong there?
So we got a pretty cool show today, I think.
I'm excited about it.
We have an interview coming up with a very talented lady, and I even heard that there was a baby. There's a baby.
It's the cutest baby. Oh, man. So you can see pictures of this baby on our Facebook page, on the Mulberry Creek Hour page. And so
we'll probably put them on Instagram, too, because we have Instagram also.
There's a good chance. We should get the Twitter.
That's where you put pictures to prove that you did things.
We should get Twitter, too. I hear that's all what the new kids are. That's what the kids are doing.
That's what the kids are doing.
Now, I've also heard there's TikTok, and I saw one today. YOLO. Are we going to do that? I'm too old for this.
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, so we're not going to be on those platforms, but we are going to be on the Instagram and the Facebook and local podcasts. So,
MySpace.
MySpace. Yes, we're on MySpace. We're a big hit on MySpace.
My Zanga blog is going to have...
We're available on all your favorite platforms, and if there's a platform that you want us to be on to make it easier for you, because we are here for you. So, of course, we are Mulberry Creek. We started our band... Officially, I guess the idea started about 13 years ago when we first met. We just celebrated our 13th wedding anniversary, so happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, yeah. So we started talking about starting a band back when we first met and always meant to do it. And
we were too scared. I think we were too scared to play music in front of each other.
Well, that was a very important component of starting a band, for sure.
Sharing our music.
And I had lots of excuses, like, I don't know. We couldn't possibly be a good band because we only play covers, and that was a big barrier for me. But then I thought of all the bands that are here in Newfoundland, especially, and there's pretty scant few that write their own. And
people love to hear covers.
That used to be one of my least favorite things to hear at a concert was, "This is one we wrote ourselves. This is a new one." Like, oh my god, I'm not gonna know the words.
Nobody's
this.
Gonna know it. So, you're going to hate it.
So I learned a little trick that when you play a brand new song, don't introduce it as a brand new song. Just play it. And people will think they know it and they'll try to place it. And so we're not going to pull any tomfoolery like that. We do have a couple of tunes coming up.
I think we should play some of our new songs that are original recordings, original composures, compositions.
Composures. Well, the thing is about podcasting that, you know, you put it on, you go for a long drive, and you probably downloaded it, and it's on in the car, and you're probably locked in for the next hour.
You can't look at your phone to change it, so you're stuck with us now.
Watch the road. Don't look at your phone. This is not the time to change it. It's not going to be that bad. They're going to be over before you know it, and then we're going to move on to... actually, we've got originals coming up in the interview as well.
Yeah. So this is going to be a lot of good music. Why don't we play one now?
Well, I want to... let me talk.
Sorry.
The thing is about originals.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, everything started out. Like, can you imagine being in the audience the first time, I don't know, Freddie Mercury came out and did We Will Rock You? I mean, you know, it seems like you know what I mean? Like, originals, you got to start somewhere.
You got to hear it first sometime.
Yes.
And this song that we're about to play could be the next We Will Rock You.
I have my doubts. But
Vicky Mercury.
Yeah, okay. So I only started writing songs about, I think, September of last year, and was very, very fortunate to find a songwriting class right here in St. John's, hosted by, facilitated by...
Preeminent songwriter.
Well, Sean Painting is, I'm going to say, if not the best, definitely in the top three.
He's a good songwriter.
He's amazing.
He's a good musician.
And unlike my hero, Wayne Gretzky, who was the greatest hockey player to ever
live. I've never
live,
heard him write even one song.
That's not the point. That's not what I'm getting at. Wayne Gretzky, when my understanding, I mean, he certainly coaches better than I could, but my understanding was he was the greatest hockey, he is still the greatest hockey player to ever put on a pair of skates. Not a great coach. That did not last for him. That didn't take. And so what I'm getting at is Sean Painting, great songwriter, great musician, also... great facilitator, very empowering, very inspiring, shared a lot of his tips and tools and tricks, and gave us prompts every week. So the whole class, it was huge. There was like 18 of us, and we kept each other accountable, and pretty much every week we would all walk back in there with new songs, and we'd share them with each other, and it was great because I got to hear some tunes right out of Sean, like brand new stuff that nobody has ever heard before.
And you were like a songwriting machine during that class.
I don't know what happened.
They just kept coming out like a laser jet printer. Like they just kept coming out.
Yeah, like 4 or 5 in the morning. It was weird. So my first song ever, I wrote back in September on my birthday when I turned 42. I couldn't sleep. It was a terrible birthday. And I got up and wrote my first song. And then it just kind of was like, okay, well, I wrote one, but I'm still not there. Still not there. And then I'm not really sure what happened. I have been meditating and not sleeping great, but when I wake up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, the songs are just flying out. And so, that's where we are. So we have
let's
a list
get,
now.
Let's get to one now so we can these people can hear your original compositions.
So which one are we going to do first?
I think we should do the long one. I mean, this is the longest song you've ever written.
It is. Yeah.
It's like... not as long as In the Gata da Vida.
No.
But it's
or as good.
It's got some good stuff in it though. I think it's got some good. So this is called what are we calling this one?
We're calling this one Can't Stay Here.
Can't Stay Here. This is a tourism song for Newfoundland.
This is an anti-tourism song. And I feel like I don't know if this gets out, it's going to be, you know, it might be bad news for Newfoundland because we're known as very friendly people. And I got to tell you, there's a certain time of year that we kind of run out of friendly because we, you know, like any town where a lot of tourists are drawn. Remember when we lived in Portland, everybody was drawn to that beach, Old Orchard Beach, and people were kind of, you know, they tolerated tourists for most of the summer. But by September, they were ready for everybody to go home. They were ready for you to get their parking spaces back and stuff like that. And I think in any town that has a tourist magnet, I think everybody gets kind of fed up. The locals do. I don't know.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah. So this one's called Can't Stay Here. And
this might be the only one we have time for today. Maybe we'll save the next one for next week.
Maybe. We'll see. So this one's Can't Stay Here. And this was birthed because of a Sean Painting songwriting class. So if you ever get a chance to take one of his classes, take it. Sign up. I don't care how much it costs to take the class.
Can't Stay Here.
I'm not your puppet, can't pull my strings. rodeo clown. Push a bucket, he sings. Not here for your pleasure. Put the batteries in. Can't hit rewind on your original sin. I'm the girl you love to hate, cause I make you feel better. Pump my leg, little Irish setter. Time to go home, it's time to go home. You can't stay here, go back home. Drive all day for the roadside attraction. See you next Tuesday, sort of transaction. Last ferry leaves at the end of the month. Make sure you're on it, was that too blunt? I'm the girl you love to hate, cause I make you feel better. Pump my leg, little Irish setter. Time to go home, it's time to go home. You can't stay here, go back home. Take the clothes off the line, send the freckled kids home. Let the fog roll in, and the rabbit dogs roam. Not what you're looking for on Fantasy Isle. Still pretty good to visit for a while. I'm the girl you love to hate, cause I make you feel better. Hump my leg, little Irish setter. Time to go home, it's time to go home. You can't stay here, go back. Your season's over, can't keep the smile going. Summer is done, our roots are showing. Put on the sou'wester, dance a little jig. Time to go home now, suckling pig. I'm the girl you love to hate, cause I make you feel better. Hump my leg, little Irish setter. Time to go home. It's time to go home. You can't stay here, go back home. We'll be here next summer with a welcome mat. Our time now, stop kicking the cat. Back to the mainland, lose the address. We're here all year, yes, summer is best. I'm the girl you love to hate, cause I make you feel better. Hump my leg, little Irish setter. Time to go home, it's time to go home. You can't stay here, go back home. Last ferry's leaving on the even tide. Make sure you're on it, pull alongside. In Lukey's boat, over Piperstock Hill, drop in Irving for a sandwich that kills. I'm the girl you love to hate, cause I make you feel better. Hump my leg, little Irish setter. Time to go home, it's time to go home. You can't stay here, go back home. That's all you get. Time to move on. Before you know it, there's snow on the lawn. Thanks for coming in the sea of no cares. Don't know where you're going, but you can't stay here. I'm the girl you love to hate, cause I make you feel better. Hump my leg, little Irish setter. Time to go home, it's time to go home. Can't stay here, go back home. It's time to go home, time to go home. You can't stay here, go back home.
So that was Can't Stay Here by Mulberry Creek, and I'm going to be honest, that was all Vicky Morgan, her half of Mulberry Creek. I didn't have anything to do with that song. I supported that it was fantastic and didn't contribute anything. You did everything. That was was great.
Well, I'm going to call all of our stuff co-writes because...
Thanks.
Well, we're a team. You know, we do everything. I think we do pretty much everything together. I know that's annoying for some people, like my mother-in-law. But...
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
Wow.
Ouch. I'm kidding. I kid. It's true, but I kid. But I think it has been annoying for sometimes for people that we spend as much time together as we do. And I couldn't do the things that I'm doing without you.
Thank you.
Oh, well, it's true, right? Because someone, like, I wouldn't take this out to an open mic by myself. You're helping me with chord progressions. You're helping me with, I'll take that word out that doesn't fit, or I really like that part. So I think just being the support, if that's the role, you know, that's a very important role.
I'll take it.
And I appreciate it. And that's not to say that we don't co-write and work on other songs, but I guess this
that
one.
That was you. You carried the bulk of that one. So that was really good. I enjoyed it. And I'm sure everybody else did
that just heard it. I think also it's important to point out that I am 100% born and bred Newfoundlander and Labradorian. That's officially where Newfoundland and Labrador. And it's okay for me to say that stuff because I'm from here. So maybe you should keep your name off this one because
yeah,
you're a comfortable
because I'm not even from a tourist place. Nobody goes to the mountains in North Carolina. I mean, maybe. Anyway, that doesn't matter.
Well, I think there's going to be an onslaught of people going to Mulberry Creek in North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, taking pictures. This is where it started.
This is where
Mulberry
it all started.
Mulberry Creek.
Well, it did, because years and years, way back in 19 and tickety 2, you did take me to the place where you spent most of your childhood.
We did.
In Mulberry Creek. There was a near drowning. What do you call when somebody almost drowns you?
I think it was...
near homicide. Attempted murder.
Overreaction in a small amount of water.
There was a creek, and there was some shoving. And I survived. That's the main thing. But it was a very... It's a beautiful place in Mulberry Creek. I'm going to say it's off Route 4...
It doesn't matter.
4... What's the number? I don't know. It went on forever. That's all I know.
I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about the online virtual... open mic coffee houses that we've been doing.
This one is your brainchild.
Speaking of being stuck at home and not being able to go out and spend time and social distancing and all that good
stuff.
All that stuff. We're doing these virtual open mic. We called it a coffee house because it was a place to go and have coffee and listen to music, but
we started off with the coffee house.
Now it's not a physical...
We started off with the Oops Coffee House back
in... You get your own coffee.
So we started off with an in-person coffee house
and
had a few in town, very, very successful, very well attended. Everybody had a great time. People were coming out and doing covers and originals. And then
it was fun.
Then some things happened in 2020 that made it necessary to find ways to keep sane, really, and keep sharing music. So,
there's been a lot of live music and free concerts and stuff like that. So we thought that we would have a bit of fun and do an online Facebook Live open mic that anybody can participate. And it's, if you go to the Oops Coffee House
group
on Facebook, OOPS Oops Coffee House, you'll see the event. And we're going to try to do it every week, I think.
We're going to do it on Fridays at 6:30 Newfoundland time. And that is one place where you can hear Mulberry Creek on a regular basis. And we're going to do that every Friday until this mess is over. Until we get at it. And I got a feeling...
Maybe we'll keep going with it.
I think it's a great idea. I think, and I've seen there's a bunch popping up all over the globe of people who want to share music. And, of course, all these fantastic artists are doing these free concerts and they're doing fundraisers. I don't know if it's ever going to turn into a fundraiser. I think it's just fun.
It's a fundraiser.
Yes. You can't
I'm excited that we have that going and people are able to participate from wherever they are.
And it can be from anywhere. It can be from anywhere. You join the group. Of course, when you go on the group event page, where you go to make a comment, there's a little icon that's go live. And so you prop your phone up in front of you with your instrument, whatever that is, and play your song. And assume, this is one thing that I can guarantee, there's going to be people really cheering you on. We are going to find some tracks of uproarious applause to email to you, or we are going to be cheering you on for sure.
Yeah.
So feel free. If you're writing some stuff, just want to try it
out.
Feel
the positive vibes coming from people watching you and loving your
songs
that you're playing.
And so
fun.
Let's explain Oops. where Oops came from, because there's a long story. What it really comes down to is that's our company name. And also, the coffee house, our motto has been, it's okay to make mistakes. We make mistakes all the time. And if you're afraid to make a mistake, if that's what keeps you from trying something new, you might never try it. So we want to create a space where it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay if you're not perfect. We prefer it if you're not perfect,
yeah,
actually.
So on that note, we're going to move on to our interview. And let's bring Karen Mone in and hopefully her baby and get to do this interview. We'll take a little break and come right back.
Did you know that Mulberry Creek hosts an online open mic?
Join us on Friday nights for the Oops Online Coffee House.
Go to the Oops Coffee House group on Facebook, click join, go live, and play a few tunes with us.
We'll be playing some covers, some traditional music, and some of our own stuff.
And as always, it's okay to make mistakes. That's why it's called Oops Coffee House.
Join us every Friday night on the Oops Coffee House group for a virtual open mic hosted by Mulberry Creek.
Welcome back to the Mulberry Creek Hour. I'm Vicki Morgan, and I'm joined by my co-host, Josh Morgan.
Hello.
And we are so fortunate to be joined here in the studio at CHMR by Karen Mone. I'm such a big fan. And, of course, Liam, who is in his...
a second guest.
Liam, who was silent until the mics came on, wants to be heard.
I think there's a gift here. You can
spotlight.
See it early. So here at the Mulberry Creek Hour, we are not just family friendly. Our kids are in the next room in the studio, and we've got Liam here, who is Karen's 7-month-old son, who she traveled alone. She traveled by herself from Ontario with
crazy.
This beautiful 7-month-old baby. And thank you. So Karen, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. So happy to be back. So happy to be back for the Women's Work Festival. And, you know, it's to feel like I'm still a part of this community is such, you know, a great thing for me. So thank you. And then doing this interview with you as well is amazing.
Well, the timing definitely worked out. And we're really glad that that you were able to come in, because I know it's a busy schedule with a brand new baby and all. Mm-hmm. And you're so let's talk about Karen Mone. Karen is a multifaceted, multi-talented, amazing, amazing woman. She is a director. She is a writer. She is a filmmaker. Actually, we worked on your first film.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
And of course, also very accomplished musician, which was like any excuse I could find to get you in this studio was really, and to hold this baby. Yeah. You got something to say, little man? So Karen, I realized when Karen was moving, when we were moving a guitar and an amp out of your room, I was like, wait a minute, you're a musician? And it turns out not only is she a musician, but she has recorded a number of songs, and we are going to get a couple of live tunes here in the studio today before we're done. So Karen, tell me a little bit about when you wrote these songs. What was your process for writing music?
So when I wrote the songs, it was about, I just got out of school. I was at Carleton University in Ottawa at the time, so I just graduated, and I was in a place where I wasn't very settled in who I am as a person, and so I went on a journey to try to figure that out, you know. So I tried different things. I went to yoga. I went to live music shows. Yeah. Thank you, Liam. Yeah, that's right, you know. And, you know, I also tried out a band as well. And I did a bit of that for a while, about a year, I would say. But then at the end, I still felt like something was missing, you know. And so I decided to go to take some time off from the band and just try to figure out myself. And the one way I knew how to do that was through writing. So I just started writing. I took about a year or 2 years to study, you know, other musicians that are my role models or who inspired me. And I would go down to a coffee shop in town every day and just write, sit down and just write and just hash out my emotions, my feelings and everything. And then just try to, after that, go back to them, look at them and just see what stands out, like what lyrics, what words stand out, what words like like a ring, like a melody in my ear when I read them to myself.
Yep.
And so that's how, that was the process for me. And then I picked up the guitar also during that time. I had tried guitar a few years ago, but it didn't work. I wasn't persistent, so I gave it up. So I went back to the guitar and just started figuring things out. And yeah, and that's how the songs, the words, and the melody just came together.
Hmm. And so what was your musical background? I know you were heavily involved in your church choir. You were choir director here in Newfoundland as well.
Yeah.
So how far back is our, like you said, you just picked up guitar.
Mm-hmm.
How far back, how long has music been in your life?
Oh, music has been in my life from since I was a little girl. Since I was, I would say, like, elementary school even, you know. I was part of the choir at elementary school where we'll do a few performances here and there. And then I went to boarding school for like middle school. I did boarding school and we have a choir there. So I joined the choir and that's where I feel like that's really where I learned a lot about the fundamentals of singing, like the vocals, right? Like the theory aspect, the different parts, the harmony, those things that make music what it is, like beautiful. And so picking up a guitar didn't come till much later when I was in high school. And I was trying to, you know, see if I could get a band together where we could jam and just have fun, you know. And I had this mentor who was who paid for some classes for me, but it was in a different town and it was hard getting there all the time. So it just was not the right time. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the right time. Wasn't the right place for me to do that. So it's much later when I moved to Ottawa and I did my schooling, and then after that I was done with school and I needed something. I was trying to figure out what next. So I guess that was probably the right time for that to come in, right? When I was trying to rediscover myself, and I needed that piece to help me to bring out my emotions and my feelings, which is a big part of who I am, of anybody, right? Is understanding who you are inside, within. So yeah.
So if you're just joining us here on the Mulberry Creek Hour, I'm Vicki Morgan, and my co-host is Josh Morgan, and we're joined. Sorry, go ahead, Josh. Say hey.
Hello.
Josh is on baby duty right now.
Yes.
He's holding Liam. And we are joined in the studio by Karen Mooney. And just to give you an idea of the dynamic individual, Karen, tell us where you're from.
So I was born in Cameroon, which is in West Africa. And I moved from there. I left in 2005. I went to the States at first, Texas, where I did my high school. And then I moved to Canada in 2008 I started university. And then I've been, ever since then, I haven't left Canada. Like I was in Ottawa, then I moved to St. John's and I moved back to Ottawa. And then I'm here again.
And tell us what brought you to Newfoundland. This blows my mind because we met in the Women's Film Festival. Actually, when we met, you were the volunteer coordinator at the Women's Film Festival. And you were the person who, I think there was some one-on-one sessions coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, hey, Vicki, are you doing a pitch? And I went, I don't have anything to pitch you. I don't have anything to pitch. And I remember you saying, just try it. I went, okay.
Yeah.
So tell us how we were lucky enough to get you here in Newfoundland, because you would think it'd be film related. It's not.
No, it's not. It's not, interestingly. It's a weird how, you know, I ended up here and ended up doing in the film industry and theater. So at the time when I was in Ottawa, I was working, and I remember I just left work and I picked up a new job. And there was this time I was in a bad place at the time. Like my visa was expiring. I didn't know whether I was going to stay. I was going to go somewhere else. And if I was going to go somewhere else, why I wanted to go. So it was a very dark moment, like phase period for me. Yeah. So I remember sitting down and I just broke down. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, what am I doing in my life? You know, where am I going? Like, you know, And I remember making a prayer that moment. I was like, God, please, like, bless you. I remember making a prayer to God, and I was like, please find me a place, you know, send me somewhere, and I promise you, I will do my best. I will start all over. I'll wipe the slate clean and start all over fresh, you know. That was my plan. And then one of my friends, who is a good friend of mine at the time, he still is, we were chatting, and I was telling, and so I confided in him what I was going through, and he was like, you know what? A friend of mine told me, actually, there's this school, university you might be interested in. It's not here. It's in Newfoundland, which I'd never heard of. And and he said, it might be worthwhile checking it out. And I mean, the tuition is good too, and it's a quiet place, so it might be worthwhile checking it out. And so it was just a leap of faith at that point, because you know when you've hit rock bottom, it's like,
it's only up
you can go, right? And that was my up for me. And so I came here not expecting, with not too many expectations, except to just figure things out as I go. And that's exactly what I did. I took some classes in economics at the school while still just while trying to figure things out. And then one day I walked in, past a poster which was talking about the MUN, the diploma program, communications, media, and performance. And I just paused, and I was like, is this calling out to me? Like, it, you know.
And if you noticed it, it was.
Of all the
posters that are posted around this campus.
Exactly. So I was like, you know what? What's the worst that could happen at this point? You know, I mean, the worst has already come and gone. So I think anything right now might be worth a try.
Yeah.
So I took I took a shot, and I met great people. That's where the doors just started opening, you know, and 2 years later on, you know, I did my first short film, which I directed. I did my first short play at the festival, and so many opportunities have just been coming up. So
you're well loved in this province, I can tell you. And it's like, since you decided to move back to Ontario, I've seen you twice. You've been back with two different festivals. People want you to come back here. There's always a home here for you. I can tell you that. I can extend that on behalf of everybody here in the province.
You
always
have
a home here. And this little guy, oh my God.
Oh, yes. He'll
be so back. We are going to, I think now it might be a great time to hear one of Karen's original tunes. Karen, what's this one called?
So this one is called Something Beautiful.
Okay, this is called Something Beautiful. So this is Karen Mone here in the studio at CHMR on the Mulberry Creek Hour. Take it away, Karen.
Thank you. There's something beautiful about a rainy day. Just wanna be home by myself, stare out the window and daydream of all the good times didn't last, I'll tell you a story about a woman and a man, how they fell so deep in love. But when the house over, they walked away, 'cause nobody showed them how to stay in love. Help me say, oh, help me say, oh, help me say, oh, help me say. Taken by your charm and your sweet words, fooled by the recipe you wrote for us, is. I should have seen your dark clouds in the distance, yay. This is how it feels when all my hope is gone. Mama used to say to me, now don't go looking for love. All you gotta do is just put it in God's hands. But I chose to make believe now, make believe, yeah. I could make him fall if I just hold on, hold on. Help me say, oh, help me say, oh, help me say now, oh, 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 oh. Wish I was better. Wish I was stronger, but my heart's frayed. Now I know better that after rainfall comes the sunshine. Ooh, yeah.
Goodness. I heard the recording. You sent me the recording in advance, and I can't tell you what it's like for the listeners across the country and across the U.S. I can't tell you what it's like to be in the room with this woman. That was amazing.
Thank
oh, my
you.
God. Oh, my. I didn't think there was any more. Any more I could appreciate Karen Mone. But, oh, my God.
Oh,
Karen,
thank you. I
feel like my advice that you didn't ask for is to give up everything else you're doing and stick with music, because that was gorgeous. You're a diva.
Oh, thank you. Thanks
and
so much.
If I could, I didn't want to take the camera off you because I had to capture that. But your son is just sitting there like, yeah, that's right. Look at my mom go.
That's my mama.
That's my mama. Look at him. He looked so, and he was mesmerized.
Oh, he's never heard me play. I haven't.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think we're going to have to figure out some sort of a tour schedule so we can have Karen Mone open for us from Mulberry Creek. Josh, what do you think?
Oh, please.
Sounds like a plan
to me.
Not
to put you on the spot, but the whole plan is to find some gigs that we can take our kids to and have, you know, some spouses of maybe people in our band or whatever.
All right.
Watch the kids backstage. You know, pass around the teething rings and the bottles and the snacks and the mac and cheese and things like that.
They all grow up together.
Exactly. And we, you know, have a huge caravan of tour buses where we just pull over on the side of the road every now and then, go to IHOP or go to Denny's or whatever.
Sounds like a plan to me. Yeah,
right?
Perfect.
There's no holding back. And so I think I'm sort of kidding.
I'm game.
I'm kind of serious about this.
Oh, I'm game.
Because this baby, I remember this baby when he was like just a little tiny. Guess what, Vicky? I'm pregnant. And I was like, what? And it's like, wow, that happened really fast. It feels really fast.
It does. Amazing.
But yeah, that
amazing
was, I think I've uncovered. I mean, you already knew that you were that talented, but I think I've uncovered something here.
Oh,
I'm
going
to take credit for discovering her.
There you go. You can have, I give that to you. Yes.
So I think, I think a tour is in the mix because my boys are in love with your son as well. They instantly loved him. So I think that might be something to put out to the universe there. And let's put a little label on that and say we'd like to put that out and do a little tour.
All right, why not?
Have our opening. And who am I kidding? We'd be opening for you.
Oh, no.
Right?
Oh, no, please.
So tell me, so how long ago did you write that?
Oh, this one is, this one's been a while. I would say around 2015,
Okay.
Which was the phase, which was the year that, you know, I was discovering myself. So that's the year that most of my songs were written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many have you written all together?
Oh, my gosh. I've written at least 10.
Wow.
At least 10.
That's an album.
Yeah.
So
you
have had a few of them professionally recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Any plans to record the rest and release an album?
I would love to, but you know, I at the time I was paying out of pocket, and I realized that wasn't realistic.
Yeah.
So I had to put that on hold and yep. And look into, you know, funding.
Absolutely.
So I think if there's funding available, if I can organize myself and find like the support that I need, then right. definitely I would I would consider that.
Mm-hmm. So I know there's a lot of programs, we'll talk after, there's a lot of programs in Canada for exactly that, and for touring through Canada Council. There are a lot of different organizations who are chomping at the bit to get a hold of somebody like you because they want success stories, right? They want people who are going to be successful and who are going to bring something new and brilliant to the landscape. So I think that's an option. And there's also crowdfunding. I'm willing to put up whatever we have in our bank account crowdfund the recording of that because I want to hear more. I do. And I feel like one of the things I'm discovering is that when you become a mom, mm-hmm. it's hard to carve out time.
It is.
To do those creative things. But I can tell you, sometimes, for us, and Josh can tell you this, mm-hmm. since I started writing, mm-hmm. I'm a lot easier to live with.
Really?
It really lets off a lot of steam.
Is that true, Josh?
She was so easy to live with anyway. Gosh. But it's definitely helpful to get it off your chest have an outlet, right? Like just to get it out there.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes the expression isn't even heart-wrenching. Mm-hmm. It's like fun. Mm-hmm. Just I wrote one. We had an experience a few weeks back, and it was like, oh, this really sucks. And so I wrote just it rhymed. It all came out. I was so angry, and it all rhymed.
Oh, wow.
And so it turned out to be a punk song that I was dancing in the kitchen, and Josh was like, what about these chords?
Did you look at that?
And it was so fun. Like it was relieving some tension that was, that really helped to get it out. And that's what I'm finding is the connection between mental health and music and anything creative. You're clearly a writer.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's how I also went through a phase of some mental challenges, you know, and I didn't go to get diagnosed or anything, but I knew that I was going through something that I needed some help.
Yeah.
And so fortunately for me, writing was what helped me, you know, what kept me going and what helped me kind of pull myself together and just learn to love myself. You know,
Karen, have you found when your writing is honest and when you're sharing from that deep place, whether it's dark or ugly or gorgeous or pretty, whatever, like, do you find people respond when you're really you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the reasons I chose this to play this song, because I find that this song reflects me the best compared to my other songs.
Yeah.
You know, in the other songs, I try to sound pretty. I try to put on this image or this mm-hmm. facade of who I think I should be or who I think I should sound like, kind of thing. But you know, for the interview, when I was thinking of songs, I was like, actually, you know what? Forget all the songs. Let me bring strip it away and just be
you.
Just be me. Yeah.
So I think we have time for one more if you have another one that you want to do today.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
okay.
Sure.
I'm
game
for that.
So we'll do one more song and that'll be it for today.
We'll come back after the song and sing you home.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys.
Thanks for being here, Karen.
Thanks for having
me. Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for being here. And thanks to the Women's Work Festival that brought you back to Newfoundland.
Yes.
Any
thank
festivals
you guys.
In town, seriously, bring her home, because we any excuse to get her home.
Karen
and
anytime
you're home, maybe we can lay a few tracks down. Got a couple of friends who have studios here in town that maybe we could lay a few tracks before you
absolutely.
Go home. And
let's do that, yeah.
Get a couple of steps closer to that album, because I think that's really, I see that in your future. I see the cover of your
amen.
Album.
Amen. Hear that, Liam? Yes. Yes.
Well, we need merch. When we go on tour, we're going to need merch for the merch table.
Yes. Oh, Liam is going to handle that, I think. Right, Liam?
We will put our children in charge of the merch table.
Yes,
the little entrepreneurs.
Oh, yeah.
So
get
Karen,
some.
What's this other song? What song are you going to do for us?
This song is called I Still Remember. And it was written on, it was inspired by one of my past relationships.
Okay.
And it was just a beautiful relationship. It was sad to let it go, but I realized later on that it was actually the best thing for me to walk away from, you know. So I wrote the song on, in honor of that relationship.
Wow, nice. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful way to look back on an old relationship. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. That just tells me what kind of a decent person you are.
It's
just such a pleasure to know you. If I never get to tell you that ever again, we'll be on tour, obviously. But, you know, you're amazing. Like, you are such a decent human being that it's a pleasure to be near you and near your child, who's also amazing.
Thank you.
Take it away, Karen Monin.
Thank you. I still remember the first time my heart felt something so warm inside. You were from heaven and I was your angel, but then you disappeared. Why does the sun still shine, even though all I do is cry? All the while I'm falling down in a dark hole called memories and dreams. You said I could love again, but my heart begs to differ, because no one could love me like you do. You were from heaven and I was your angel, but then you disappeared. Why does the sun still shine, even though all I do is cry? All the while I'm falling down. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So that was our interview with Karen Monin.
She's so amazing.
And Liam.
I love that family. Oh my God.
Thank you guys for coming and showing up. And thanks everybody for tuning in this week. And that's the Mulberry Creek Hour here at the CHMR Studios.
We're at NPR.
NPR Studios this week.
We're going to be back at CHMR eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
Right now we're producing at our NPR studio. So remember, we are on Stitcher and Apple Podcasts, Apple iTunes, whatever it's called now. We're on Spotify. We are online. We are broadcasting across Canada and the United States on community radio stations. And tell your friends about it. start your own show. You know, whatever. There's the world is your oyster. If you got stuff on your mind, start your own show.
Even if you're stuck in your house, socially isolating, you can do fun stuff like this.
One of the best defenses against this, and I have no background in science or medicine whatsoever, one of the best defenses is to do stuff that feels good. And I'm encouraging everybody to try writing a song. Pick up an instrument that you've had in your house, guitar, fiddle, mandolin, tin whistle, recorder, I don't care what it is.
Just have fun.
It's been collecting dust. Now is the time. You can find anything on YouTube. Go find a tutorial. Play one song. Learn one song. Send it to us. Let us hear it. I don't care how long it takes you to learn it. I don't care how bad it is or how many mistakes you make. Try it. It's good for your mental health to share music with other people, and that's why we're here. So thank you for listening to Mulberry Creek. I'm Vicki Morgan.
And I'm Josh Morgan.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.